Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Well, if you are a college football fan, you know the Cal Bears of Berkeley have long played at California Memorial Stadium. The players, though, taking the field tomorrow under a different name after crypto exchange FTX brought the naming rights for the stadium in a $17.5 million deal. Let's bring in the COO of FTX. We've got Sina Nader joining us from the Bay Area. We've also got Yahoo Finance's Danny Romero joining in on the conversation. Sina, it's great to talk to you. Very timely, given that you've got kickoff tomorrow, or college football officially kicks off tomorrow. Talk to me about how this deal came about. You're a walk-on or a former walk-on at Cal. Was this just about the alumni connection, or what more do you see from a business standpoint in getting the naming rights?
Well, clearly I was biased because I'm a, you know, it's my alma mater. But just, you know, kidding aside, you know, things really sort of lined up philosophically, and we felt, and Cal felt that we're on the same page in terms of, you know, leading the way in finance and technology, and really understanding that crypto looks like it's going to be the future here. Obviously, we think that at FTX and in the crypto industry generally, and Cal also is on the same page with that. And so, you know, we sort of lined up there, and then we lined up with a number of other very important things, including our philanthropic vision, which is led by our CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, and also our president, Brett Harrison. We're very focused on trying to have a positive impact in the world. And so Cal was on the same page with us there. And so a combination of, you know, just leading, you know, on the technology side, on the finance side, being aligned on, you know, the sort of philanthropic side and a number of initiatives that we're going to do over the next 10 years in Berkeley on the homelessness front, in terms of helping out with underrepresented student groups, and in terms of veterans groups as well. We were just sort of aligned across all these different things, and the stars just kind of lined up, and here we are.
Yeah, and to that point, you know, what can you speak a little bit specifically on, you know, how this partnership will help fund the football athletics program? Because I know a few years back, that was a really big dilemma. There was some deficiency. So is this really this partnership really going to fund that program now?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it. And so a big part of it. And we're delighted to be able to do the deal entirely in crypto, which I believe is a first in history for this type of collegiate deal. So we're very excited about that. And so is Cal. And so, you know, the lion's share of it will go toward helping out the athletic program. But like I said, we're also specifically carving out portions of it over the duration of the deal to work on charitable initiatives, including, you know, homelessness, and also to work on helping underrepresented student groups. And so we're just really proud of the way that we're able to structure the deal to help the athletic program, to help, you know, other groups on a charitable basis as well. And so that's kind of how it's structured.
FTX has been on a bit of a spending spree lately, especially in sports. You acquired the naming rights for the arena that the Miami Heat play in, and then you also got the naming rights for TSM, sort of dipping your toe into esports as well. What opportunities do you see from a branding standpoint in aligning yourself in these sports venues?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I think we're the message that we're trying to send here is that FTX is leading the way in sports. And we believe that, you know, sports are a natural way for us to be able to reach more people and really to invite people to get to know us. And that's really the goal here, is to provide people an introduction to FTX, people who might not yet be familiar with us. You know, we're kind of here to say, hey, you know, come check us out. When you want to think about crypto, give us a look, and hopefully we'll be able to provide everything that you need to get you comfortable and to get you involved in the crypto space. And we think that, you know, sports are a really big part of that. And obviously it's something that people are passionate about. And really we want to be where our customers and our users want to be. And sports are just, you know, a very logical sort of a part of that. And, you know, I think you can expect to see more things coming soon, perhaps something additional in the Bay Area coming out soon. So we're very excited about what can be done here.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, with this partnership and this deal, is that like foreshadowing on what's next in the collegiate sports world? I know that in Michigan, the quarterback asked to be paid in crypto. So I feel like this is kind of the next move, maybe.
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, there's a lot of things to say here. I mean, colleges generally are known for leading the way and just looking at the future and sort of thinking about how best to position themselves. And so I think you'll probably see a lot more of this. I'm actually reminded of something that I saw when I was at Berkeley as an undergrad. And that was, you know, all of a sudden you started seeing people show up in these white t-shirts with this kind of strange logo. At the time, it looked strange. It was this multicolored logo that said Google. And I had never heard of it until I saw that, you know, that t-shirt. And I think a lot of people were in the same boat. And so what that says to me is that, you know, colleges and universities are sort of on the forefront of things, and they sort of pick things up before they hit the mainstream. I think Facebook is another example of that, you know, started off in colleges and then became mainstream. And then with crypto in particular, you know, yeah, there's just so much interest. You know, the students and younger people generally are it seems like they're realizing that crypto looks like it's going to be the future here. And so I wouldn't be surprised if there's more and more uptake here and more people, you know, young people in particular, looking at crypto as something that it's, you know, they just consider it as a matter of fact as part of their portfolios. And I, you know, I've had a number of current Cal athletes, both on the football team and other sports teams, reaching out saying how excited they are, and we're also working with a number of athletes across the country at different schools. So it's something that we expect to see a lot more of, and it just kind of makes sense. I mean, it's the future, and you know, universities are all about the future. So it seems to be lined up nicely there.
Sina Nader, FTX COO. It's good to talk to you today, and our thanks to Danny Romero as well for joining in on the conversation.